On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria en Johannesburg môre op na 22 en Mbombela 21 grade.
Boodskap in van Christen op die verkeer WhatsApp lyn. Daar is erge verkeer op die R21 Noord. Pan af die engine garage, al die pad tot verby Olifantsfontein en die rede daarvoor is die padwerke. Onthou ook, daar is gure weerstoestande oor groot gedeelte van die Gauteng provinsie. Skakel jou ligte aan en verminder jou spoed.
Joe Mann, the sport headlines, Captain Siyakolisi says that his 100th cap is for everyone in the country and Cricket South Africa plans to launch the women's SA20.
Die voormalige minister van openbare ondernemings, Malusi Kigaba, sê hy sal samenwerking bied nadat hy gelas is om met die ondersoekende direktoraat vir teenkorrupsie te vergader. Klifshiko berif, hy moes voor die hof verskyn, maar dat daar nooit klagte gelê is nie.
Malusi Kigaba, who is also an ANC National Executive Committee member, issued a statement following his meeting with IDEC, saying the matter concerns an allegation of receiving an undeserved benefit, which has been framed as Schedule 1 offence. He also clarified that this was not a Transnet procurement-related charge, as previously reported. Kigaba says evidence will outlive speculation and that his legal team will now review the matter. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda Newswatch in Pretoria.
En president Cyril Ramaphosa lê besoek af aan die Vatikaan, waar hy die land se eerste amptelike besoek aflê aan Paus Leo die 14de. Is die woordvoerder in die presidentsie Vincent Magwenya.
The visit by President Ramaphosa serves as an opportunity to discuss a renewed focus on collaboration in humanitarian aid, climate justice, emergency response and peace building.
En die Madlanga-kommissie van ondersoek het hom toegespits op die Ekurhuleni Metropolisie se interne bevorderingsproses vandag. Die geskorste hoof van die diens, Isaac Mapiyeye, sê sy adjunct Julius Mkwanazi is bevorder sonder die regte prosedure. Die relevante aanstellings is glo gemaak in sy afwesigheid. Anastasie Mokgobo hou verrigtinge dop.
Mapiyeye testified that in October 2023, a panel shortlisted Mkhwanazi and another candidate for a senior post. He says the competency assessment results were never produced, the final recommendations never made, and yet by December, Mkhwanazi was wearing the rank of deputy chief without his approval. He adds that he never saw Mkhwanazi's official letter of appointment, the new contract term or a performance agreement.
On the first week of December, it's when I saw him wearing the rank of a deputy chief of police.
Anastasia Mokgobo for Jacaranda Newswatch in Pretoria.
Bewolkte reënerige weer duur die naweek voort. Pretoria en Johannesburg op na 21, Mbombela 21 en Skukuza 25 grade. Polokwane 21, Messina 25, Mahikeng 27 en Rustenburg op na 25 grade. Ek's Marlene Forshey, die en ander stories is op jacarandfm.com. Meer nuus om 7.